Opposition leaders have described it as a stroke and sleeving politics, but the government is pressing ahead with plans which will give extra speaking time to a small group of independent TDs. The coalition says the new arrangement won't take any time from the opposition, but will give extra rights to government backbenchers, as well as to Michael Lowry's regional independents. In response, the opposition has withdrawn pairing arrangements for government TDs. Now, in the past hour, the issue dominated leaders' questions in the Dáil. Let's have a listen to some of the exchanges between Sinn Féin's Matt Carthy and Taoiseach's Simon Harris.
Last night, Taoiseach, you broke your word and you've moved forward with yet another stroke. Taoiseach, I have to tell you, this isn't going to fly. The combined opposition will fight this every step of the way. So this needs to be resolved, Cathain Cornish, in a way that upholds the democratic integrity of the Dáil, defends the rights of the real opposition to hold government to account, and more importantly, allows us to get on with the work of this Dáil. The leaders of the combined opposition have written to you, Taoiseach. They have sought an urgent meeting with yourself and the Taoiseach to work out a solution. Will you agree now to that meeting?
As we've already had a very extensive process, and let me agree with you on one thing. The people of Ireland expect this place and the people who show up to do their work to start talking about the issues that matter to them, to start addressing issues around housing, around special needs education, around disability. And what they certainly don't expect is this sort of immature behaviour, that if after a democratic vote is carried out in a group set up, a committee of this Parliament, a Dáil Reform Committee, that people don't respect the outcome of that democratic vote. The only thing that actually subverts democracy is minority rule. We had a general election, and the people sitting behind me in Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil have every right to have their voice heard, have every right to bring forward proposals. And I'm going to stand up for their rights on behalf of their constituents as well.
Simon Harris responding to Matt Carthy. The Social Democrats' Gary Gannon raised the same issue.
Taoiseach, the game is up. The pretense that this government values cross-party collaboration has been very clearly exposed as a sham. Given the chance to work with the opposition on Dáil reform, the government preferred the nuclear option, ramming through its undemocratic proposals on Dáil reform at the 11th hour. All to deliver a grubby little deal for Michael Lowry and his band of independents. And Taoiseach, I can't help it, it makes us wonder, it makes the public wonder, what exactly is it, the leverage that Michael Lowry has on Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, that brings forth such commitments?
Just firstly, I mean, ramming through, there's a lot of phrases being used here. Ramming through, I mean, this issue, you've been spending more time talking about speaking rights than any other issue in this Dáil. Anybody watching in at home doesn't believe this is rammed through. There have been dozens upon dozens upon dozens of hours of meeting in relation to this. And now it's time, you know what it's time to do? Make a decision and move on and get this place working. Get the committee set up so we can actually get down to the granular detail of the Occupied Territories Bill at committee. That's where that granular level of detail happens, as you know, Cathain Cornish, in committee hearings. And those committees, we need to move and establish them. I really believe that.
Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham is in Leinster House. Paul, a lot of heat at leaders' questions this afternoon, perhaps not too much light. Is the government standing firm on its plan?
Yeah, it is standing firm on its plan. And if we take Taoiseach Simon Harris at his word, one, there's going to be a vote on this issue next Wednesday. And two, they're not in any mood, the government, that is, of changing their mind. So a request from the United Opposition five-party leaders to meet with the Taoiseach and Taoiseach to try and find a compromise has been ruled out. So if that is the case, we don't have details of exactly what the proposals are just yet, but we have a good idea of what they are. It does mean you're going to have a tumultuous day next Wednesday when this is put through. I think for listeners, when the government comes in and has legislation and puts it through, it's voted through pretty quickly. What makes this slightly different is because it's about how the Dáil works. And there was an expectation from the opposition that their view would be taken into account. Indeed, they refer to a commitment given by the then Hildegard Nocton, the then government chief whip, that, you know, consultation would happen. The government believes they've had enough discussion, they have to get this done. But there's a problem, because if they put it through next Wednesday in the face of a united opposition, then there's going to be consequences which flow from it. So when the Taoiseach says he wants to get those Oireachtas committees up and running, if he does what he says he's going to do, it might mean that they don't get up and running because the opposition won't play ball.
Can we talk about what's been decided already? I mean, what impact is withdrawing from the pairing arrangement? What impact is that likely to have on the Doyle's business?
Well, the government is a coalition of Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and independent TDs. They do have a substantial majority. So I think they're going to be able to take a hit in relation to this idea of pairing in case, for example, if one government TD was ill, then they'd be paired with maybe an opposition member who wasn't in the Doyle, and therefore they would cancel each other out. But it's just a sign that a parliament usually does have some form of collaboration between the government and the opposition, and that's beginning to strain now. And the question is, how far is the opposition going to push this? Because we've heard that they're not going to collaborate with the establishment of committees. There's even talk about the possibilities of walkouts from the Doyle. So while it's a small issue in relation to a changing a standing order, it could have colossal impacts on how this parliament works.
On the one hand, Paul, the opposition is saying this is all being done to facilitate Michael Lowry. On the other, the government are saying, no, it's about being fair to everyone. As things stand, what speaking rights do backbench government TDs have?
Well, they do have speaking rights. They're able to, you know, participate, say, budget debates. They're able to ask questions of ministers. They can participate. But it's probably easier to say what they can't do. What they can't do is ask priority questions. They can't, in particular, have the high-profile slot of asking questions of the Taoiseach and Taoiseach on Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays at midday. That's important from the opposition point of view because they say they're finding it difficult to ask direct questions of ministers. That's their time. And what they don't want to do, in the words of Gary Gannon, the Dublin Central TD from Social Democrats, is afford an opportunity to get the government backbenchers to correct the homework of the Taoiseach, Taoiseach and other ministers around Cabinet. And you heard Simon Harris say that's just a misrepresentation of the situation. A backbench TD should have the same rights as any other TD because they got the same mandate. It's a matter of equality. But they just are coming at it from diametrically opposed views. The language is incendiary at this moment and everything suggests that we're heading to another bust up, which won't be over on Wednesday. It'll actually continue on.
So were there likely to be any further attempts to resolve this?
Well, the door was closed on it being a high-level Taoiseach, Taoiseach plus leaders of the five opposition parties. Maybe there is opportunity for some lower level, but given that we've got tariffs of 25% barreling their way across the Atlantic Ocean from the United States, I think it's in everyone's interest, both government and opposition, that some form of compromise is found.
And this is something that the government is likely to keep on referring to, the fact that kind of the world is in a state of chassis at the moment, and yet the Doyle is spending hours and hours talking about when somebody should be allowed to speak.
And that's why the opposition parties are saying you have to pay attention to this. This isn't a minor issue, it's a major issue, because they feel that there's, once again, you know, a subversion of how the Doyle is working. And I think it just comes back to it. You know, for the past 7 years, I haven't seen an issue like this. I haven't seen the trash talk language. It looks like, you know, one of those press conferences before a heavyweight fight takes place. It just is, it's, to a certain extent, it's unnerving because this row could end up infecting how the Doyle works for the rest of its term.
And in the meantime, and we'll be hearing from there in a few minutes, Micheál Martin is in Shannon.
Yes, he's in Shannon, going to meet the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who is heading off to Washington, where he is going to be meeting Donald Trump to talk about some form of deal that could be reached that could possibly end the conflict in Ukraine. A very difficult meeting for Micheál Martin. It's an opportunity for him to stand with the President of Ukraine and say Ireland continues to stand with the people and will continue to stand with the people of Ukraine if a peace solution or at least the war is ended.
Paul, thank you very much. That was our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.